kids are all right, so I'm looking for a fight. I got me punk hat. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song. Whoa, I got me punk hat. Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off.
Do it well. That's the only way. Every time you get a little. We'll be right back. Hey, Captain Dan.
Hey, Penny.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh. Hey, wasn't expecting that.
No. Okay, we were listening to that in headphones.
Hi, this is Lou checking out Mad Lib as he repossesses some old Blue Note recordings. Checking out.
And I forgot that it did that.
Yeah.
It warps from ear to ear if you, so we have headphones on and
yes, it was
didn't
like,
expect that.
It's like I need an old priest and a young priest.
This is how 2024 is coming in, apparently.
Oh,
just freaking with us.
In one ear, out the other, and back inside.
Welcome.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
The first show of a brand spanking new year.
2024. Look
it's
at us.
Starting off great.
Very great.
You know what? I should have just left everything up Christmas-wise in the house till next year.
Yeah.
Because I'm suffering for it.
Yep.
So I'm old. getting old. And I decided in my infinite wisdom, while I'm on vacation, I'm going to de-Christmas the house.
By herself.
By myself. What could go wrong? Yeah, I could bend and throw up my back.
Yep.
I just bent over. Like, I'm a mess.
Well, you know, when you reach a certain age, we break down.
Oh, I don't want to break down.
We're starting to already.
I know. So. But man, I've been in pain for like a day and a half now.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
today
even a little bit more.
A little bit more, but every so often it just... So, caution to my generation. Bend with your knees.
To Gen X and early millennials.
I was picking up an empty box.
You guys are going to start breaking down.
Empty.
Gen X is already there.
Yeah.
Later millennials or earlier millennials will get
there.
They're next.
So hot water bottles and heating pads. Here we go.
Ta-da.
Oh, I'm so excited. So anyway, yes. First show of 2024.
Yep.
In our grand tradition, we tend to look back at the year that has passed.
Yes.
And we tend to do this by looking at the records we bought.
Yep.
Not necessarily what was released.
No.
In 2024, or 2023, but what we added to our collection.
Yeah.
Some has been released, some hasn't, etc. This is mine.
Yes, this is all you.
This is all me. Started off with an album that I literally just discovered 2 days into the 2 days before New Year's Eve. Jessie Ware, the album's called That Feels Good.
Oh.
So I follow a lot of record accounts on Instagram, and there's a few people their musical tastes are very aligned to mine. So a guy I know was going through his top five albums, and this one was like number two or three. And just the cover, she's got a backless dress on with some pearls, and she's got this 60s updo. And I'm like, well,
that's Penny Lane right there.
I'm going to have to look this up. And I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, I didn't expect it to be that like 70s soul funk. The whole album is. It's fantastic. I'm buying it. Like, hands down, she's fantastic. So go check her out. After that, I then went back into my Discogs and was looking at what I've added. And one of the records I did get started last year was the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack for the Netflix series.
Yeah.
Because I love me some Cowboy Bebop.
This is
no one.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I got that at the beginning of the year. So that is Seatbelts with A Day in the Bebop. Unfortunately, the Netflix series is done.
Yeah.
Which I really liked it.
Yeah.
I did. It almost reminds me of The Get Down. Like, these shows that I love on Netflix that just get canceled after a season or two. And I'm like, God damn it, they're the good
Netflix
ones.
Netflix is pretty bad for that.
Yeah. I wish they would just give it. You got to give a show more than just a season or two.
Yeah.
Sometimes it needs to build, right? Oh, well. Anyway, got some great new Seatbelt stuff with that soundtrack. And this year for me was like the year of reissues.
Yep.
I bought a lot of reissues because a lot of artists I love were repressing albums that I didn't buy in the 90s. Or there was a period in the 2000s. I wasn't buying a lot of records. I was buying CDs. I wasn't buying a lot of records. So I missed this stuff. So I've been adding it in. That includes Shades of Blue by Madlib, which is like...
Amazing.
Such a great record.
Yeah, I remember when I found that on CD. You were like, I need to get that on vinyl.
I was like, Daniel, that CD is amazing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, really
it's
good.
Fantastic. Yeah. If you love jazz, if you love hip hop, it's fantastic. He actually went into the Blue Note archives and pulled stuff out. And it's so good. It's so good. So that's been reissued. You can go pick it up now.
Yes.
Yeah. Should I say how many records I bought this year?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I bought 59.
Oh, that's not bad.
It sounds terrible. But remember the year of COVID? Didn't we buy like in the 200s?
Yeah, something like that.
Like
I was scrolling through my stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like I was in 2019. I was still going.
Right? Yeah. Like 19, 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went hard.
Yeah.
But we had nothing else to do.
Right.
Because everything was shut down.
Yep.
We were just buying records, staying home, listening to music during the height of the pandemic. So I think for me, anywhere from 30 to 60 records is kind of average a year now.
Yeah. I had 50.
Yeah.
Technically 51 because you gave me a record. But
yeah. And I think 59, I think actually a couple of the ones that are on there were ones that weren't added in that I maybe didn't buy last year. So it's probably like 55. Hmm. So not bad.
Yep.
This one is another one I didn't buy yet because I again discovered it near the end of the year, but it's fantastic. So this is Raye, R-A-Y-E, with Oscar-winning Tears from the album My 21st Century Blues, which I will be adding to the collection.
Do it.
Very soon. Yes.
Hello, it's Raye here. Please get nice and comfortable and lock your phones because the story is about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you about one of the many men. Name is irrelevant, height is irrelevant. He was 1 out of 10, I wish that I knew it then. I'm still recovering. Truly invulnerable, I love a sentiment. Quickly I opened up, I learned my lesson then. Thought I was safe again, thought he was innocent. I was so wrong, I can't deny. I was stuck in a daze, terrible phase. It was convincing though, very believable, the role that you play. So I'll take this front row seat. And baby, baby, you could go ahead, cry those Oscar-winning tears, popcorn and ice cream. Baby, baby, you could go ahead, cry those Oscar-winning tears, baby. Tragedy, it didn't have to be. Look how you talk to me, cursing and blasphemy. Cinematography, get this on camera, please. Oh no, I'm gonna believe this. Yeah, I can't deny. I thought you were the man, but you were the plan. Fuck are you lying for? Fuck are you crying for? You did it again. So I'll take this front row seat. Section, no tiny violin. For the last time, I'm your audience. I'll take this front row seat. And baby, baby, you can go ahead and cry. Baby, 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 would you really go ahead and would you go ahead and just Oscar-winning performance, I left the room and never saw him again.
to your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless bounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Sense of peppermints here on 101.5 UMFM Punks and Parkas. Oh yeah,
you didn't even need to look at the set list.
No.
That song is iconic.
It is.
Like, I think the first time I really paid attention to it was in Austin Powers, of course, because it's in the first one.
Yeah,
and I love Austin Powers. Like, love Austin Powers. And I was like, oh my god,
what is that?
That song's like, what is that? I think it was Austin Powers.
I think so.
Yeah, but ever since then it's been like in the ether around. And Record Store Day, April this year, that album was re-released on this beautiful pink vinyl. And I was like, there were two things I wanted Record Store Day. If I couldn't get both, there was one. And I was going to be a very sad girlfriend if I didn't find it.
Yes.
First of all, it was this, The Incense and Peppermints by the Strawberry Alarm Clock, which I got. And the Nuggets freaking box set.
Yep.
Which I got.
Yes.
So great Record Store Day in 2023 for me. Yeah, when I saw, you saw how excited I was when I saw that the Nuggets box set. I was like, dude. So yeah, it's a beautiful box set.
Yeah.
And a nice like metallic box. It's
nice in a nice box. Yeah, the box set's in a nice box.
It's in a nice box. It's got the Nuggets, which is, I think, one of, if you're trying to get into 60s psychedelic music, the more obscure stuff.
Yeah.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
Just buy Nuggets. It is, to quote Howard Manshine here, is the quintessential early 60s psych compilation. Like, it was done in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. It hasn't been topped. There was also more Nuggets, which is what's also included. So stuff that wasn't in the original. And then it's offshooted. There's the Pebbles albums, which I collect now. I think I've got like 15 of those. But it goes, like, there's tons of them. There's... so there's Pebbles, there's Nuggets, there's I think it's Children of Nuggets, which was like 80s revival kind of stuff. It's fantastic. So it's a rabbit hole. Start with Nuggets. I gave you my copy because I was like, before that, the Beatles. So I finally got it.
Yes, you did.
I finally got the Revolver box set, which, like, what, a week before Christmas?
Yeah.
It was an insane price, like insane price on Amazon, and too much for, I think, somebody to get me a gift, but because it was, I think, $170, which is still expensive.
Yep.
But I mean, it was like $250 for the longest time, and I was like, I'm gonna pull the trigger. I don't want anybody to spend this much on me for Christmas, because we have lots of other people. But I did it.
You did.
It's so beautiful.
You got it.
Oh, so yeah, I had to play some Beatles.
Yeah.
Before that, you spoiled me on my birthday.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I did.
You did. And you got me the Moon Age Daydream soundtrack from that fantastic movie slash documentary slash
art film. Did I get you the Blu-ray, too?
You did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Fantastic. If you guys have not, you know, you're a Bowie fan or even just slightly a Bowie fan, check it out.
Yes.
It's not your typical documentary.
Nope.
It's kind of like it.
It's kind of, but it's more from Bowie's perspective.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And it divulges into just Bowie's creativeness. Like, such a creative guy. Oh, I miss David Bowie. But anyway, the Moon Age Daydream soundtrack is fantastic. So I have that.
Yes, you do.
And I love it. And I pull it out all the time. It's funny, Hunter even pulled it out. When he's home sometimes and I'm working from home, I'm like, listen to records. It doesn't bother me unless I'm on a work call. And yeah, there's one time I came upstairs and he was listening. I was like, yes. And started all off with Ray, which I just pulled the trigger on right now. I was like, I wonder how much that record actually is on Amazon, because it was pre-order before. $30. I'm like, okay, well, that's coming this weekend. But the album is My 21st Century Blues. It's Ray, R-A-Y-E. She's amazing. Some people are kind of touting her maybe the next Amy Winehouse.
Huh.
She did a performance on Fallon.
Yeah.
If you can find it. It's fantastic. It's amazing. So, yeah. So 2024
is
starting out in pain for me.
Yep.
But super happy. I got some really cool glassware at the thrift store on the way.
Yeah, you did.
So my back is bad. Like, I'm waddling and like walking like a hunched over old lady right now. And we went to the thrift store and he just saw me like waddle beeline. I'm just like trying to walk.
Where the heck are you going?
And I'm thinking about how stupid I look because I'm trying to walk fast, but I can't. And I'm like half hunched over like an old 80-year-old woman with a bad back to find this beautiful, intact, peaky glassware.
Yep.
So that made my day.
Yes, it did.
So 2024, what is your predictions for this year?
Same stuff from last year.
Carry it over. Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like 2024 will probably be the same.
Yeah. I think like the dog, right? Like, we're settling in with the dog still. She's a lot of work.
Yep.
She's getting a lot better. Oh my God. But a lot of work. So I don't think we're at a place where we can start talking about like serious travel yet.
Yep.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We'll spend some time in the house and fixing stuff up.
Get our tiki bar going.
Get our tiki bar.
Yes.
That's our goal, I think.
Yeah.
2024 is the year of the tiki bar in the backyard.
Tiki bar comes to St. James.
You almost said St. Patel.
I did. I don't live in St. Patel.
You don't live in St. Patel. You live in St. James. Yeah.
Not knocking St. Patel to anyone who lives there. Yeah, just
so
St. James is better.
We did a show last week that was just for the face, and we were talking about how I did a goal map. They call it a mind map, where you actually physically write down like 2024 and the goals you want to achieve that year. And you're supposed to make them obtainable. Like, don't say, I want to have more fun. Make it a concrete thing. Like, I want to go to a concert. I want to do this. So tiki bar was on there. Clean the shit out of the backyard.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of garbage behind our garage. But stuff like that. And then fun stuff. I want to read like 6 books. I am finally reading High Fidelity right now, the book, which gimme. Daniel found it at Winners and he kind of like, ooh, put it down. I'm like, gimme. Didn't even ask, please. I'm just like, gimme. So yeah, I've got some goals. Yep. I have high hopes for 2024. If this back gets better.
Oh, it'll get better.
So bad. He was asking me if I wanted to go to a walk-in this morning and I'm like, maybe. I don't know. Dude, I don't know. What are they going to tell me? Go home and ice it. Probably.
Yeah, we live in Canada, so we get free medical care.
Yes, which is, it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's free. So I could go to a walk-in clinic and see a doctor about my back, but I may sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because this is a very low priority. Like, that's the thing. They prioritize based on what comes in and what, you know, in the order, so... I'm sorry, if somebody comes in gushing blood, they're going to get seen first.
Like, no, they can wait.
They can wait. My back.
It's like, if they made it all the way here, they're pretty sure they can wait an extra 20 minutes.
Put a tourniquet on it.
Yeah.
I need help.
There's a Band-Aid. Throw it on
there. I can't walk. I'm waddling. No. Yeah, so we're just going to ease into the year.
Yep.
See where it takes us.
See where it takes us.
No high hopes. No,
no
grandiose
high hopes.
Plans except to just enjoy each other.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to see Book of Mormon on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so we both know, we both love South Park.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of our guilty pleasure things. And I kind of knew what the story of Book of Mormon, like I kind of knew what the musical's about, but I never listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
Until a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this. It's it's pretty funny.
It's wrong on so many levels, but right
so
on
wrong.
All the other levels.
Just like South Park.
Yeah.
So that's going on this weekend in Winnipeg. Yeah. I think there are odd tickets maybe available, like one or two, if you're
yeah.
like, oh, crap,
so, yeah.
Book of Mormon. Go check it out. It's running just this weekend, though,
yeah.
I think, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It should be fun.
Yeah.
We get a full review next week from
yeah.
us.
Ma and Marty's playing tomorrow night.
That's right. Friday night at the Legion on River Avenue. I think it's 60 River.
I think so, yeah.
Right beside the gas station theater.
Yeah.
Pretty much like River and Osborne there. He's doing the Red River Soul Club.
Yep.
First one of 2024.
Yes.
Please go out and support Marty. He's spinning some of the most amazing soul on vinyl.
Yeah.
All 45s.
All 45s. Damn that guy.
Damn that guy.
He's amazing.
No cover if I'm not
yeah.
No
cover
mistaken.
For that.
Cheap drinks.
Yep.
Good little nice little bar. Like it's not too big.
That's
it's
a nice
crowded.
Little community bar, you know.
It's fantastic. So go check him out.
Yep.
Depending on this back situation, we're planning to go, but
yeah,
we're going to see how this pans out tomorrow. Hopefully it's good enough that I can old lady. Well, I'll old lady waddle myself into the Legion like everybody else does.
Yeah.
At least I'm laughing, right? God damn it. So I think we should play some music.
Let's play some Waking Eyes.
Yeah. So Waking Eyes, they reissued Combing the Clouds. So for those who don't know who the Waking Eyes are, it's a local band. I actually used to hang out with two of the guys from this group when they were starting this band. And I love this album. I had it on CD. I don't know where it went. But I saw that they were releasing it on vinyl, and I'm like, yes.
Get it.
So to all of you who are not familiar with the Waking Eyes, who later on went on to be Royal Canoe here in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And Royal Canoe had some success outside of Winnipeg as well. Some pretty good success. This is one of their early albums. This is a track called
Anytime.
Thank you. صغر ثم تعلو في الظلمة سريع تعلو من أنا تعبر سأل أليس كيف الحزن طال تمضي وطارد الأرانب لكن النجاة محال نداء خافي وحائر وليل حزن محتال تنادي أليس طريق الظلم عطال رجول الشطرنج هناك يهز السؤال إلي قد أكلت الفطرة حتى
Darlings.
Bored.
Bored. The Tragically Hip. Yep. Ahead by a Century. I scored great this year.
Yes, you did.
On the Instagram contests.
Yeah.
I won. So the Tragically Hip, who's a Canadian legend, icons here. Years ago, they did two best of albums called Your Favorites and Your Favorites 2, where they pulled their fans for like, what are your favorite tracks?
Yeah.
And put them out on two CDs.
Yeah.
They released them, or re-released them, I guess, on vinyl. And I was like, oh my God, I really want those. And I won them in an Instagram contest.
Yay!
So I was so excited about that. So yeah, Tragically Hip.
Yeah.
Before that, Francois Hardy,
yes,
which you scored for me.
Yeah.
From Vinyl Vault, correct?
Yes.
So I've been looking for this album for a while. It's a little hard to find.
Yep. A lot of Francois Hardy is a lot of hard,
yeah,
hard to find.
Yeah, it is. And you came home and I was like, oh my God. You paid like $5 for an $80 record.
Right?
Something like that. Yeah, it was crazy. So I didn't want it because it's expensive. I want it. I love that album. So that was Comment te dire adieu.
Adieu.
My French is terrible. Before that, White Rabbit by Maïssa Cara, which we've learned was in Lebanese.
Yep.
We were both trying to identify the language. I just Googled it. I picked up the American Hustle soundtrack from our favorite record store in Winnipeg. Vintage,
oh, could that be
Vinyl?
Vintage Vinyl?
Yeah. It was there a couple weeks, and I kept,
yeah,
like, oh, I should get this away. And I just pulled the trigger. It's a fantastic soundtrack. One of my favorites that I picked up this year. I love a good soundtrack.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Vintage Vinyls, the first New Arrivals drop, like a mic drop of 2024, is happening tomorrow at noon.
Yep.
Man, it's going to be a good year if this is any indication.
Yep.
It's got some good stuff. So we'll be there. We're just about done. I probably have time for one more song. I had two more on the list, but I have been, a lot of the artists we listened to in high school, because it's now getting to be like 20, 25,
yeah,
30 years that these albums have been around, so they're re-releasing them. Which is giving us a chance to buy a lot of this stuff that,
yeah,
we couldn't get on vinyl before. So I had three tracks lined up. We're not going to get to them. One of them was, I picked up Porno for Pyros, God's Good Urge, which is such a good album. You've got me Radiohead, No Surprises.
Yeah.
Not No Surprises, OK Computer. I was,
yeah,
going to play No Surprises, which is one I've been looking to add to my collection for decades. So I was so excited. And then my favorite Stone Temple Pilots album. It's being reissued again now on Pretty Swirled vinyl, but I got it on, I think it's white,
I think,
vinyl.
So.
Yeah, purple. So we're going to play Big Empty.
Yep.
And next week,
it's all about me.
It's all about you.
Damn it.
you're gonna recap your 2023.
Yes.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Faster in my car, falling farther from just what we are. Smoke a cigarette and lie some more. These conversations kill, falling faster. Your ride, it leaves today. Her name is what?
live.